The job of a social media manager entails different things. Some clients have certain expectations, such as increase in their social media pages, increase in the number of followers, likes, and comments. Some other clients just want to see results, as in more sales in their products and services. What exactly does the job of a social media manager entail? Today on the Digital Skills series, I have with me a social media manager. His name is Kisi, and he's going to share his experience with us on how it has been so far as a social media manager for him.
Hey guys, my name is Kisi. Right, spelled K-I-S-I-I. I'm a human being, but for this podcast purpose, I am a social media manager and marketer. I am a general content creator. And I currently work with an oil and gas servicing firm at the moment. Yeah, so social media management is like a side hustle to me, but I think that's where I actually get all my main money from. So that's that.
So the first question I'm going to ask you is, what exactly does the job of a social media manager entail? What exactly do you do for your clients?
Okay. Any person that feels social media management is just about posting online, the person is correct, right? Everyone is correct with the level of knowledge they actually have, yeah? So if you think that social media management is all about posting online, fine, it's cool. Yeah, actually, social media management is about posting online. But there are so many things that you have to go through before you start posting stuff online. We have the research. You want to post online about a particular subject, right? You have to make researches on them. You have to know the right tools to use. Let's take, for instance, Facebook. You need to have what they call the Creator Studio, right? If you just go to the Facebook Facebook on its own and you want to post there, it's fine. But for social media managers out there, we all know that Creator Studio works well for us, because with that you can schedule your posts. So after making your researches, right, you use the Creator Studio to schedule posts if you want to. But if you want to post immediately, right, you can also still use it. We have, after the research, we have the other tools you use. We also have what we call hashtags, right? So many persons always want to use hashtag that's trendy. But what if the hashtag you're using does not go in line with what you are all about, what the company is all about, what the company you're managing their social media platforms is all about, right? So we always sort out for hashtags that really works for the company we are working for or we are working with, right? And we try as much as possible to know if these hashtags are still in vogue, right? Because so many persons use hashtag that are dated like 4 or 5 years ago. Nobody attends to those hashtags. So your stuff would not go viral if you want them to go viral. Your stuff will not be seen by people, right? So these are just little details, little things we do behind the scene before the main posting online that people see out there. And yes, social media management is all about posting online. It just depends on the level of knowledge you have for then. Yeah.
What are the necessary skills a beginner needs to have before starting the job of a social media manager?
What are the skills? Okay. I think this particular question is personal, right? What different social media managers think about it, yeah? For me, I think the only skill you need to get before you go into social media managing or marketing, whatever the case may be, is that you just need to know how to surf through the internet real good. I don't mean go to Facebook and chat. I don't mean go to Twitter and banter people. I don't mean go to Google and make search, right? You need to know how to use social media real good. You need to know how to surf through the internet. You need to know that if I go on Google and make search, the first three options that comes up are mostly ads, right? You need to understand how to use keywords. I think that's just that. You just need to know how to use social media properly. You need to know how to surf through the internet properly. I think that's the only skill you need for now. Then if you want to go advanced, then you can start learning some other stuff. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, so since you started this job, do you think that this job is profitable? How profitable is this?
I think this question is relative, right? It depends on what profit is to you, right? But for me, social media management is really profitable. Yeah, it's profitable. Let me just put it that way. There are no two ways about it. It's really, really profitable because you get to work with so many people. You get to work with so many people from different parts of the world, yeah, because you can be in Nigeria. If you're listening from Nigeria, you can be in Nigeria and you're working with someone from the US and you get paid in dollars. Now, imagine what dollars is doing to the Nigerian naira currently, and imagine how much you'll be making. So, I think it's profitable. It's profitable. I don't think it's profitable. Yeah.
So, I'd like to ask you, which one is more profitable? To be a freelance social media manager or to be an in-house social media manager for a company?
Which one is I have always preferred freelance social media manager. I've always preferred that one over an in-house social media manager. This is why, right? If you're a freelancer, you get to work with so many companies at once. Now, it depends on how you can multitask yourself. Yeah, if you're a good multitasker, I don't even if there's any word like that. But if you're good at multitasking, then I think freelancing should be awesome for you because you get to work with different people, different companies, different organizations and all, right? But if you're an in-house social media manager, you're restricted to just the company you're working with or you're working for. But for me, freelancing is the best for me. So all the social media managers out there would want to think otherwise, right? They have their reasons, yeah. But for me, I think freelancing is bae for me. Yeah, I'll go for freelancing anytime, any day.
What are some tools you use to aid your work that makes your work easier and better, such that you would like to recommend these tools to someone who is just starting?
Tools a beginner needs to get for social media management. First of all, you need to have your phone, right? You need to have your smartphone. After that, now it depends on what aspect of the social media you are managing, right? So many persons call themselves social media manager and they are restricted to just Facebook. Some of them are restricted to just LinkedIn. And some of them are restricted to just Twitter, right? Okay, so the basic things you need as a social media manager is, first of all, your smartphone. If you have a laptop, that's a plus to you, right? And in your phone, you need to install Grammarly because it helps you with words and sentences, right? And for those persons that have laptops and all, you need to have this software called the plagiarism check. It helps you check if this particular word or sentence you're writing has been used already, or it helps you if you're the type that knows how to copy. Yeah, there are so many social media managers out there that actually copy people's work. Yeah, so if you copy and you paste on your plagiarism check, it tells you where you copied that particular stuff from, right? So you need that. You need your Grammarly. You need that. If you're working for Facebook, you need the Creator Studio. Facebook Creator Studio works hand in hand with Facebook and Instagram, right? I don't think there's any big thing for Twitter and LinkedIn. You just need you just need your basic knowledge. You just need to know how to use your head to craft out words and all that. You need to know how to write an engaging content that once someone starts reading, they don't get bored till they get to the end, right? You need to have a basic knowledge of storytelling. I tell people this always, that if you are writing content on social media, you just know how to coin words that keeps people glued to what they are reading. I think that's just it. Your phone, and if you have a laptop, that's a plus. You need your Grammarly that helps you correct all your words and English, your sentences and all that. Then your plagiarism check, that stuff is really, really needed. I don't know if there is anyone for a phone, but it's for laptops and all, and desktop. Then your knowledge, just know how to make use of words and know how to tell stories and know how to connect with your audience. I think that's just it for now.
Please share with us some strategies a social media manager can use to increase or be better at his work, such that he would produce better results for businesses and clients in general.
Okay, talking about strategies, right? I think you should stick to what works for you. Find out what actually works for you, because what will work for me might not work for the other social media manager, right? Just keep doing what you're doing and find out what works for you. That's just it about strategy. Because I might be one that loves doing lots and lots of researches before I post, and it works for me. And you might want to venture into making research and you're not good at it, right? So just look for what works for you and go with it. That's all. I think that's the best strategy I can give out. Because what will work for Paul will not work for Peter. And that's it. Just look for what works for you and get on with it.
How do you get jobs as a social media manager?
Okay, how do I get jobs as a social media manager? The best platform I use, for me personally, the best platform I use is LinkedIn. Yeah, I think social media managers just need to have a LinkedIn account. And with that, you're good to go. I get job alerts from LinkedIn every day. I get at least 3 job alerts for social media manager or social media management, at least 3 of them every day. So that's where I basically get my jobs from, LinkedIn. There are so many other platforms out there. We have Fiverr. I don't know how it's pronounced though. We have Fiverr, we have Upwork, we have so many other types. We have My Pay Jobs. Yeah. We have so many other types, but I am glued to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has always worked for me. That's why I always tell people, just do what works for you. If Fiverr works for you, it's good for you. If My Pay Job works for you, it's good for you. If LinkedIn works for you like it does for me, then stick with it. I use LinkedIn more.
Okay, so what is the most challenging job you've ever done?
Okay, the most challenging job I've ever done. Okay, I worked with this particular firm, right? I worked with their marketing team. I served as the social media manager. I worked with the marketing team. And these people are just all about the likes and comments on each post you make out there. But as a social media manager, you'll understand, any social media manager listening now would understand that most times it's not just all about the likes, right? I can get people to like my stuff on social media, right? And the back end does not really give us what we actually want. It does not reach out to more people. So many people think if you have 100 likes on Facebook, or you have 100 likes on Instagram, or 100 likes on Twitter, that's the bomb to what people see out there. But to you that is seeing the analytics beneath, right, you know, these likes are not even really working. I can make a post today, and if I need 1,000 likes on that particular stuff in the space of 5 minutes I posted, I can have it. But what does it tell with my analytics beneath, what I am seeing beneath? How many persons did it get up to? That is the thing. How many people did it reach? How many reach do you have with that particular post you do? So with this company, I've always been more concerned about how many people it got to, the reach it got. Yeah, I was basically concerned about that. But this company was concerned about the likes and the comments and all that thing, all blah, 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 and blah. And I was trying so hard to tell them that this thing, most of the businesses you get on social media, it's not because of... Most of the businesses I bring to you because I am handling your social media platforms is not because of the likes. You should understand that. No, but they were like, no. I told them, okay, if that's how you want to work, I don't think I can work like that with you, because in the space of 7 days, I grew this company's social media platform from where it was to it started getting up to 200,000 reach, right? They normally in 7 days they don't even have up to 500 reach beneath. Social media managers out there will understand what I'm talking about. So I grew it to a point where we had 250,000, 200,000, 150,000 reach out there. But this company was just basically concerned about the likes and the comments and all that, which I was not. What I was doing was working for me. I was bringing in clients to the company. I was bringing in businesses to the company. But they did not see it that way. I don't know what they were thinking, though. But that has been the challenge I had thus far. I think just that company has done that particular thing to me. So before I start working for you, I tell you how I want to work. I tell you how it works for me. And if you don't see the result, then you can fire me. Or I can step down if you feel you don't see the result. That's that.
In order to aid your work as a social media manager, who are the people you look up to, your mentors? What books do you read? Which site do you visit? Just tell us.
On God, I don't have mentors though. I just found love in social media and I decided to delve into it. First of all, I started reading about social media, not to even become a social media manager. I just loved it. I love the algorithm it has. I love everything about the internet. Yeah. So I did not see someone and want to be like the person and decide to follow the foot. No, I just loved the internet. I loved the algorithm of everything, how the thing works. I think my love started from Twitter. I just loved how Twitter actually works. Right, so I decided to just go into it and just study. I read materials online. I can't really remember the materials I read. I still have them on my phone. Any person that wants it should just reach out and I'll send them to your mail. I just went through it and I paid for courses online to just learn, and I saw that this could be something I could earn from, right? So I then said, I attached the name social media manager, and it has been working for me thus far. No mentor, no nothing. There's this particular guy I follow up on LinkedIn. He does exactly the pattern I am doing. So I just found love in him, and that's just it. He's white though. He's not even African though.
Lastly, the question I want to ask is, I know that there are certain clients that have unreasonable expectations. How do you overcome this? How do you go about it?
Clients always have expectations, right? They tell you to do stuff and they expect it to just work like magic. It doesn't work like that. It never, I don't think there's any place in the world that it has ever worked like that. Okay, so I think it's just, is this company I talked about in the previous question you asked, yeah, that's the challenge I've had. They just want it to just happen. Like, it's not about the likes, like I said earlier, it's not about that, right? It's for me, it's not about the likes. To some other social media managers out there, it can be about the likes, it can be about the comments, right? So there's this particular one I almost worked for, right? They told me that their sales is this, that if I become the social media manager, that I'll have to boost their sales. And I first of all thought about it. You're hiring me as a social media manager, not a social media marketer. There are two different things. People mistake these two things. We have the social media manager and we have a social media marketer. I am not coming into your establishment as a marketer. If you want me to come in as a marketer, you have to pay me a different fee for that particular one. I explained this stuff to them and it wasn't working out well, so I turned down the job though. That's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Kisi, for coming on today's episode of the Digital Skills Series. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your experience. Thank you for sharing your knowledge. And I wish you the very, very best in your job as a social media manager. More money, more clients, not unreasonable clients, by the way. And to you listening, thank you so much for listening. Until the next episode of the Digital Skills Series. Bye for now.